This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right, 7:45. I'm going to call the House Ag and Natural Resources Committee to order now that I've received permission from Representative Sam Marty. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody and greet our internet listeners. If we have any this morning, a reminder to turn your cell phones off. Have the secretary call the roll, please.
Representative Bartling.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Glanzer.
Here.
Josh. Excuse.
He's around.
Jensen.
Here.
Lesmeister.
Here.
Livermont.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Pischke.
Here.
Roden.
Here.
Schaefer.
Here.
Bruner.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Here. 12. One excused.
Yeah, we do have a quorum. Remind all of our testifiers to sign in today and ensure our lobbyists are wearing their badges. Remind that all the handouts should go through our pages. I see we have a couple of them in the room here today. Can I have our pages come up with the mic up here and introduce yourself and just say a little bit?
I'm Cole Pickner from Sully Buttes High School in Oneida. And this fall I plan to go to the School of Mines for Mechanical Engineering.
I'm Cade Larson from Yankton, South Dakota, and I plan on attending USD next fall to major in political science and business management.
I'm Lincoln Gibbs from Claremont, South Dakota. This fall I plan to attend USD to play football and major in mass communications.
Very good. All right, we'll get into the bill hearings. We will start with Senate Bill 11. Do we have any proponent testimony on Senate Bill 11? Excuse me, 1 second. We need to back up. We did not approve the minutes. I have a first from Representative Bruner and a second from Representative Gosch. Any discussion on that motion? Not. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. All right, now you're up.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Taya Runyon with the Department of Agriculture, and I'm here on behalf of the department to urge your support of Senate Bill 11. Senate Bill 11 repeals conflicting statute giving the State Fair Commission flexibility. It addresses security issues at the State Fair and updates the statute to conform with LRC's preferred style and form. I will briefly walk through the three sections of Senate Bill 11. Under current law, the State Fair Commission advises and assists the Secretary of Agriculture and the Department in planning, promoting, and presenting the annual State Fair. Section 1 repeals 121.1.2. Per South Dakota Codified Law 121.1, the South Dakota State Fair Commission is comprised of both members appointed at large and members that meet specific criteria, such as representatives of 4-H, employees of SDSU, and a resident of the city of Huron. Contrarily, 121.1.2 requires that all members of the commission be appointed at large. Senate Bill 11 repeals this contradictory language. This change is consistent with the way that members are currently appointed, and so that would make it consistent. Section 2 gives the State Fair Commission flexibility to set its required annual meeting at the time and place that's most convenient for them. While the commission meets many times throughout the year and daily during the fair, they're required by law to meet at least once a year for an annual meeting to elect a chair and a vice chair. Currently, 121.2 requires the commission to meet on the third Tuesday in January at the office of the Secretary Treasurer for this annual meeting. The commission often struggles to comply with this overly prescriptive requirement, especially as it conflicts with activities happening here in Pierre related to legislative session. This change would allow the annual meeting where leadership is elected to be the first meeting of the year whenever that is scheduled by the commission. Section 2 also updates 121.2 to conform to LRC's preferred style and form. Finally, the deletion of the last sentence And Section 2 is necessary because there are non-voting ex officio members of the commission who do not have equal voting power. These changes have been presented to the State Fair Commission, and they are supportive. The final section of Senate Bill 11 addresses the need for certified law enforcement year-round at the State Fair. Currently, the Secretary of Agriculture can appoint certified law enforcement officers to ensure peace and good order on the fairgrounds only during this annual state fair. Section 3 of Senate Bill 11 would give the Secretary of Agriculture the authority to appoint certified law enforcement officers for any event on the state fairgrounds when they're needed. As Secretary Jaspers highlighted in his department presentation earlier before this committee, the number of events held year-round at the fairground has greatly increased over the years. For some of those events, the state fairgrounds are simply a venue, and the event provides its own security. Some of the off-season events are partially sponsored by the fair, or we are under contract, such as the National Junior High Rodeo, and that contract requires that we provide additional security. As we continue to host more events on the fairgrounds throughout the year, and as those events grow in attendance, it's important that we provide a safe environment for all attendees. We would ask the legislature to allow the secretary to provide those off-season events the same level of security that fairgoers experience during the annual state fair. Doing this would not add any additional expense to the state as we currently hire security when necessary. This simply gives those law enforcement officers the tools they need to properly do their job. That concludes my testimony this morning. I thank you all for your time and urge your support of Senate Bill 11, and I would be available for questions.
Do I have any other proponent testimony on Senate Bill 11? Any other proponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll move into opponent testimony. Do we have any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 11? Any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 11? Seeing none, we will not have a need for a rebuttal. I open it up for committee questions. Representative Jensen.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Just a real quick question. Could you, my concern was on striking the appointment. Could you tell me, just for information, what section the requirements are for, or who is appointed on the committee? Sure. You quoted a section, and I was just wanted to write that down.
121.1.2.
Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Any further questions from the committee? Representative Marty.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Where are we getting the law officers? Just where are they coming from?
Mr. Chair, Representative Marty, law enforcement or security for the staff is hired from a variety of places, but generally it's off-duty law enforcement or other individuals who are trained and skilled. They're all hired through a security superintendent that's hired by the fair, and some of them are off-duty law enforcement, some are retired law enforcement, some are bail bonds. They're all folks who have ties to law enforcement, and they're from surrounding communities and all over the state.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Jensen.
I think what you gave me was the one we're striking, the 121.12.
Correct.
What I was asking is, you had quoted on earlier where somebody had to be from here on, somebody had to be 4-H, somebody, that's the one I was looking for. Thank you.
Mr. Chair. That would be, I believe, 121.1.
Any further questions? Representative Chase.
Going back to security, did you say that only the Secretary of Ag, or is it also the manager of the state fairgrounds could appoint or call in the security?
Mr. Chair, only the Secretary of Agriculture has the ability to designate some folks as certified law enforcement officers under the law. some of that hiring is done by the security superintendent, but then the ultimate decision on whether to hire or not is through the state fair manager and the secretary, and then the secretary can choose which of those people has this special appointment under the law.
Further questions from the committee? Seeing none, we will end the public hearing portion of Senate Bill 11 and open things up to committee discussion and or action. Representative Gosch.
I would like to move to pass.
Second. I have a first from Representative Gosch, a second from Representative Chase with the do pass motion. You have any discussion on that motion?
I think everything was said very well. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Bartling.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Glanzen.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Schaefer.
The computer's going to talk to you.
No.
Aye.
Bruner.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
13-0.
Senate Bill 11 by a vote of 13-0 with the due pass motion has passed.
Mr. Chair, move consent.
There's an emergency clause on it.
So, Senate Bill 11 will go to the floor.
Mr. Chairman, I think the emergency clause is just to fulfill this security requirement for the rodeos and the wheel jam, and that all happens before July 1st. So that's the only reason for this emergency clause.
There's no problem with it, but it can't go on consent.
I understand. I just wanted to tell you why it is emergency.
All right, we'll move into hearing on Senate Bill 12. Sounds like we might have some jerky floating around this place come Thursday. Perfect. Hope it talks to you more.
That doesn't help.
All right, we'll move into the public hearing on Senate Bill 12. Do we have any proponent testimony on Senate Bill 12?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Danny Hansen. I'm the policy advisor for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture, and I'm here to ask for your support of Senate Bill 12. Senate Bill 12 is the comprehensive cleanup bill from the South Dakota Department of Agriculture, ensuring that statute overseen by the department is up to date and reflects current practice of the department. Very briefly, I'll walk through the different sections of the bill with you here. Sections 1 through 5 clean up the statute overseeing the department's nursery inspection program. Section 1 cleans up repealed terms and corrects a misspelled term. Sections 2 through 5 update statute to reflect the changes to the program passed by the legislature during the 2016 session. And that was Senate Bill 16, for those of you who were here last year. Previously, the department issued one piece of paper to nurseries in the state, a certificate of inspection that functioned more like a license. Last year's bill directed the department to issue two separate pieces of paper to qualifying nurseries, an annual license and a certificate of inspection. The new license functions like the previous certificate of inspection, and the new certificate of inspection is given to a nursery after a physical inspection occurs, which may or may not occur on an annual basis. The vast majority of the changes in sections 2 through 5 update the statute to reflect the differentiation that now exists between a nursery license and a certificate of inspection. Section 6 updates a reference to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service and includes changes to bring the statute in line with LRC's preferred style and form. Section 7 removes a reference to the State Mediation Board, which no longer exists. And with that, I will conclude my testimony and ask for your support of Senate Bill 12. I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have any other proponent testimony? Any other proponent testimony, Senate Bill 12? Seeing none, we'll move on to opponent testimony. Do we have any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 12? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, no reason for rebuttal. Do we have any questions from the committee? Seeing no questions, I will close the public hearing portion and move into committee discussion and or action. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move do pass.
Second.
I have a first from Representative Roden, a second from Representative Goss with a do pass motion. Any comment on that motion? Seeing none, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representative Bartling.
Aye.
Jace.
Aye.
Glanzer.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Bruner.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Senate Bill 12, by a vote of 13-0, with a due pass motion, will go to the floor.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Roden.
Move consent.
Second.
I have a motion by Representative Roden, a second by Representative Bartling, to put Senate Bill 12 on consent. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. All right. We will move on to Senate Bill 13. Move into proponent testimony on Senate Bill 13.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman. Danny Hansen with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. I'm also here asking for your support of Senate Bill 13. Senate Bill 13 is also part of the department's efforts to clean up statute, and it's a repeal bill. This bill repeals the remainder of 3815, the South Dakota potato grade statutes. While most of the chapter was repealed in the 1970s, the definitions and conformity of certified seed grade potatoes sections remained in statute. Certification of seed is a voluntary process above and beyond the random seed sampling and testing done by the department. Currently, the department works with the Seed Certification Board and the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association to certify seeds such as wheat, soybeans, and oats. If a producer or a retailer requested certification of seed potatoes, those organizations under existing authority would be able to work with them to make that possible. This section of code was specifically separated from the other seed certification statutes because the South Dakota Potato Growers Association and not the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association was the certifying entity for potatoes. There currently are few, if any, commercial potatoes grown in South Dakota, and the South Dakota Potato Growers Association, the organization that used to certify seed potatoes, is no longer in existence. For these reasons, we believe the statute is no longer necessary, and we would ask that you repeal it. And with that, I will stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Any further proponent testimony? Senate Bill 13. Any other proponent testimony? Senate Bill 13. Seeing none, we'll move into opponent testimony. Do we have any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 13? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, no reason for a rebuttal. I will close the public hearing portion of Senate Bill 13 and move into committee discussion and or action. Representative Bartling. I have a due pass motion with a first from Representative Bartling and a second from Representative Jensen. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representative Bartling.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Glanzer.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Weissmeister.
Aye.
Livermont.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Fischke.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schaefer. Schaefer. Bruner.
Sleeping over there.
Otten.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Senate Bill 13, by a vote of 13-0, has a due pass motion. We'll make it to the floor. Representative Roden.
Move consent.
Second.
I have a first from Representative Roden, a second from Representative Pischke with a consent motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. All right. I need to assign Senate Bill 11 for caucus and the floor, and I think Representative Gosch, I think you are a fine gentleman to take care of that today. Thank you. All right. Do we have any discussion for the good of the committee today? not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. I have a first from Representative Roden and a second from Representative Glanzer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. We are adjourned.